The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast number 82. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Travel the world with your podcast host, Mark Gunn, the godfather of Celtic music online. See the sights during the day and the night, sing with me. Next up is Ireland in 2011. Go to CelticInvasion.com for more details. Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and that was Waves of the Wind by Maidens 4 from their CD Celtic Fire. You can find them at maidensmusic.com. And I want to start off the show by reminding you to cast your vote for the Celtic Top 5. We're going to need those votes in. And you got a little bit more time this time because I have a schedule as to what's going to happen, and more about that will be coming in a little bit. So first, I want to thank all the new and current members of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Your donations and support are greatly appreciated. If you'd like to become a member, it's just $20 a year, and you'll get free access to Songhenge, which is my exclusive archive of Celtic music downloads. You find a lot of artists that are featured on this show who have generously offered some music that you can hear, download, and enjoy as a way to sample their music and, of course, buy it in the long run. That's what it's all about. That's what the show's all about. It's the promotion of Celtic music groups. So if you do enjoy the music that you hear, please consider buying a CD. Now, you've noticed that the sponsorship at the beginning of the show was changed. I'm sad to announce that the 2010 Celtic Invasion of Ireland is postponed due to a bunch of different reasons. The trip will now take place in June 2011. So if you'd like to join me in Ireland next year, head on over to CelticInvasion.com, join the mailing list, and I will see you again in Ireland next year. We got a lot of great music today, so I'm going to jump straight into it. First up is the Gothard Sisters with Death by Triple Fiddle. It's from their CD Celtic Rainbow. You can find them through the link at the website at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Thank you. Sisters lived Not long ago, not so far away, in a house of stone upon a desert wide they lived. In a house of desert stone, one morning bright, there came a man in ragged boots and clothes. I am the king of the deep dark well, he sternly spoke. I'm the king of the deep dark well. There is a rock, a great red rock, that gives but little shade. And in that shade there seeps a spring, this king did say. A thirsty desert spring, that is the deep dark well, he said. And of that well I'm king. And in these finest robes I seek a queen to love. Which of you will be my queen? Oh, sir, dear sir, the sisters said, take shelter, we implore. For on your head a crown the sun has burned, oh, sir, the sun has burned a crown. The king came in, they told him to, they sat him in a chair. I will not drink, but of my deep dark well, he said, no water will I drink. And as the sun began to climb its ladder to the sky, the sisters each a question of this king did ask. They did ask him questions three. The question I must ask of you, the older sister said, is there a path to the deep dark well that all may find? A path to the deep dark well. There is no path, the king did say, that leads you to my well. There is only thirst, which you could slake like most elsewhere. Will you slake your thirst elsewhere? This kingdom of the deep dark well, the middle sister said, would I who loves the light be queen of death, strange sir? Would I be queen of death? Oh, it is not death, the king replied, above which I preside. The deep dark waters of my well renew all things, so what will you renew? I have drunk, the younger sister said, the waters of your well. Why should I drink again this brine you savor so? Why should I drink again? Oh, drink again, the king did say, the waters of my well. Its brine is sweet to those who love this broken world. Will it now be sweet for you? I have answered all you have asked of me, the king he sternly said. Now which of you will go away with me tonight? Who will go away with me? Thank you.
that was David Nigel Lloyd with The Three Sisters and King of the Deep Dark Well and the Just Desert from his CD Rivers, Kings and Curses, another mp3.com alumni. You can find him at davidnigellloyd.com. He's an awesome musician. Check him out. Before that was Iona with Marquis of Huntly, The Cross of Inverness, The Flowers of Edinburgh, and The Scolding Wives of Abertarf from their CD A Celebration of 20. Find them at ionamusic.com. And before that was Dark Patrick with Eamon an Cineach from their CD Fine Gael an Lae. You can find them at darkpatrick.com. As I mentioned, the Celtic invasion of Ireland is changed. It's now going to be in next year. In about a week and a half, I'm flying to my Celtic invasion of Scotland. We're going to have an awesome time. I'm just so excited. I can't wait to head out to Scotland. And if you want some updates of the trip, head on over to pubsong.com and listen to my Pub Songs podcast, where I'll be posting some updates as I am able. And we're going to have a great time. And I've been planning some shows trying to keep you entertained for the upcoming weeks. There's going to be two shows that I hope to put out. One is going to be a special feature of a CD. And I think I might be having a couple more CD features in the very near future. And then we're just going to have a random fill-in-the-blank episode. That's what I'm thinking. And just going to be lots of different music and just to keep you entertained while I'm out. I do have a couple of features coming up. There's going to be a Songs of the Sea feature, and I also want to do one for Celtic women. So what I need you to do is head on over to CelticMusicPodcast.com, go to the link in this show, and post some songs that you'd like to hear for either a Songs of the Sea episode or a Celtic women episode. And when I say Celtic women, I don't mean the music group. I'm talking about women who are performing in the Celtic music world. So if you have any suggestions, I would love to hear them. And I want to use the show notes a little bit more. If you don't want to use the show notes, I do have an active group on Facebook that I am using as well. And those are a couple areas. You can check out the link to my Facebook page on the website, CelticMusicPodcast.com. And when I get back, I'm going to be also heading out to the Texas Scottish Festival in Arlington, Texas. It's on the first weekend of June. I'll be performing there with two shows a day, plus a Kaylee on Friday night. So I hope you'll come out there. Now, I don't usually do this, but I thought, what the heck? Aaron Parent, he wrote, "Hey, I love the podcast, man, and because of it, I've enjoyed the Renaissance Festival podcast, too. On another note, I wanted to share some good news with you, as well as your listeners, me included. I've just gotten engaged to my girlfriend of 6 months, Michelle Sutton. We're shooting for December 3rd, 2011, but we'll see. Can you dedicate a love song or wedding song for us on your next podcast? I'd appreciate it." Well, Aaron, first let me congratulate you and let you know I, too, just got engaged. So I thought this would be very appropriate to play a song that is a lovely love song. It's from my CD, A Tribute to Love. It's called When She Held Me in Her Arms. This is dedicated to Michelle Sutton and to my fiancé as well.
Wandering, pray that I'd find me a woman I might marry one day and night. Never dream when I pray that prayer, the woman I long for was standing there. When she held me in her arms that night, I held her close and I held her tight, and I swore that day forth to love her all of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night. Well, she smelled of the sweetest lilac skin, and I admit it now that she drew me in. And her voice cast a spell I could not disobey. Every word was a river that swept me away. When she held me in her arms that night, I held her close and I held her tight, and I swore that day forth to love her all of me light. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night. Mark. became a more beautiful place. All the flowers more fragrant, and the clothing all lace. And her eyes, her eyes, they beg me to stay. And 20 years later, I've not regretted a day. When she held me in her arms that night, I held her close and I held her tight. And I swore that day forth that love her all of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night. Close night, held her tight, and I swore that day forth that love her all of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night, I held her close night, held her tight, and I swore that day forth that love her all of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night, I held her close night, held her tight, and I swore that day forth that love her all of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms at night.
The woman, she stood before the past and said, I'll change you, my friend, if you just let me in. But the past stood defiant behind the locked door and said, just find the key and the past will be yours. The woman, she slumped down onto the ground and searched all around her. No key could be found. She looked through the keyhole and saw an old friend, a picture frame broken.
To question your dwelling is where the hope lies.
here to remind you of how you went wrong, to seek out your future, to guide you along. The path that is yours now is leading you on. There's no turning back from hence. Told her he loved her, but never could stay. And then the door opened as he stepped inside. The woman stood still as she watched the past die. And then in her pocket she found the key to the door. And she felt more broken than ever. And looked one last time at the past, but the pictures were just in her mind. The door was now closed, and as the key turned, she'd almost forgotten for what she had yearned. She'd almost forgotten for what she.
Bonnie boat, like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the sea to sky. Loud the winds howl, loud the waves roar, thunder clouds rend the air. Baffled our foes, stand by the shore, follow they will not dare. Speed sweet bonny boat, like a bird on the wing, on with the sailor's cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the sea to sky. Though the waves leap, soft shall ye sleep, oceans are royal bed. Rocked in the deep, Flora will keep watch by your weary head. Speed, bonny boat, like a bird on the wing, on with the sailor's cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the sea to sky. Many's the lad fought on that day, well the claymore could wield. When the night came, silently lay dead on Culloden's field. Speed, bonny boat, like a bird on the wing, on with the sailor's cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the sea to sky. Burnt are our homes, exile and death, scatter the loyal men. Yet hath the sword cooled in the sheath, Charlie will come again. Speed, bonny boat, like a bird on the wing, on with the sailor's cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the sea to sky. Over the sea to sky.
And that was Sky Boat Song by Two Men in Skirts from their CD, The Music of Scotland. Find them at twomeninskirts.com. Before that was Haste to the Wedding by Birch Creek from their CD, Celtic Enchantment Name. Find them at birchcreekband.com. And before that was The Lady and the Past by Holly Kirby from her CD, The Lady and the Past. Find her at hollykirbymusic.com. It is that time for that shameless self-promotion of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. This month, I want you to pick your favorite CD you found through the podcast and go post a review of it online. Tell the world how you found the artists on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Give them a link to the show, and let's bring some new fans into the fold. And of course, if you do want to share your love of Celtic music, you can get an Irish and Celtic Music Podcast t-shirt at Cafe Press. CelticMusicPodcast.com/Cafe Press to get your shirt. And there's a lot of compilation CDs. But more importantly, do consider buying a CD from one of these artists that you just heard in this podcast. I'm not saying that we're done, because we still have one more set of music to go. Next up is P Stands for Patty by Fergus. It's from their CD Green Street. You can find it at FergusBand.com.
Talk, or to hear what they might say, my friends, hear what they might say. So I might learn a little more about love before I go away. And P stands for Patty, I suppose. J for my love, John. And W stands for the false Billy O. But Johnny is the fairest man. My Johnny is the fairest man, she said. Johnny is the fairest man. And I don't care what anybody says, my Johnny is the fairest man. Don't sit down beside me, he said, not now or any other time. I hear you have another little lad, and your heart's no longer mine. He said, your heart's no longer mine, he said, your heart's no longer mine. I hear you have another little lad, and your heart's no longer mine. And P stands for Patty, I suppose. J for my love.
With a tiny little vice, she loved the man for a while but never shagged him twice. Then one December morning she the gorgeous baby girl Mary, as she's known to all her ringlets and her curls. Oh, Annie, come on, come on, come on, Annie, tell us all who's the daddy and tell us all who's your daddy. Eruptions that commenced about young and his proud. Was such a man from Castle Glen and the bollocks from up the bar. Could it be the butcher, the baker or the duck? The speculation was intense, so I don't have any luck. Oh, Annie, come on, come on, come on, Annie, tell us all who's the daddy and tell us all who's your petty. Seems so full of life. Reminds me of the Derek boys, but don't you tell his wife. Her fingers were the image of Pat the Baker's hands, or maybe Dennis O'Donnell, who's a roadie for the band. Ah, Annie, come on, come on, come on, Annie, tell us all who's the daddy and tell us all who's your daddy.
Okay, quick, lads, when there's nobody around, fess up. Who did it?
Can I talk to my lawyer, please?
I am a married man. I'd just like everyone to know.
She's my cousin.
Her name was Annie?
Annie was in Sharon, the name of Mary's da. And even though the lads took bets, it didn't get as far. I guess we'll have to wait till Mary grows a while. But one thing's for certain, there's a party in the park. Oh, Annie. Come on, come on, come on, Annie. Tell us all who's the daddy, and tell us all who's your daddy.
Sing it again.
Annie, come on, come on, come on, Annie. Tell us all who's the daddy, and tell us all who's your daddy.
Down for out the door.
Mary, Mary, who's your patty? We all want to know.
Oh, Annie,
Where's your Patty?
Sing it again.
Annie, come on, come on, come on, Annie. Dallas all who's the daddy. And Dallas all who's your Patty.
Fiddlers in the streets for long weeks, I swear to be with the local Shanaki. Nancy Spin and the rest of the crowd, will you look over there? Should they're stepping it out? Reels and kicks and one or two swigs of that good old Mountain Dew.
weather is good, sit up on the hook. Keep time with your hands and your feet. Banging it out on your prettiest outfit. Tomorrow we'll still not be here. Commitments is done, the blues are destroyed. Karaoke is nearest downfall. The chieftains arrive to keep us alive. We'll be swinging the throat tonight, fall. La-di-di-da, la-di-da, la-di-di-da, da-da. Always picked by most renowned for fest and beer and lots of cheers. You're welcome to come here.
And that was Brendan O'Loughlin with La Tatida from his CD, Between Two Shores. Find him at brendanoloughlin.com. Before that was Burning Bridget Cleary with Autumn Lux Lucius from their CD, Everything Is All Right. Find that at burningbridgetcleary.com. And before that was The Brazen Heads with Who's Your Patty from their CD, same titled, Who's Your Patty. Find them at thebrazenheads.com. Next time I got a special feature, which I hope you're going to love. But you can find out about the artists in this show at CelticMusicPodcast.com. While you're there, subscribe to our Celtic MP3s music magazine and visit the link to our Celtic Music CD store. Please support the artists who support this podcast. That is the way it works. Buy their CDs, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. I should have a disclaimer. I got an email this week from a guy who said he spent over $300 on Celtic CDs because of this podcast. And while I greatly appreciate it, and all the artists out here greatly appreciate it, you might not want to break your bank, because, you know. But do go out there and support these artists by buying some CDs. And we're going to have the Celtic Top 5 right after this.
Answers to What Is the Weird Show? Take one.
It's a weird weekly audio show available for free.
It's about an hour long.
Though it seems longer.
You understand it's free. This is very important. You understand this, right? Free.
And it's still available at theweirdshow.com.
Did you catch what I said earlier about it being free?
The mundane media covers all that can be known. The Weird Show covers the rest.
Okay.
Hey, I kind of like that. Weird news, strange ideas, odd views. TheWeirdShow.com.
It's time for the Celtic Top 5. In every episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, I ask you to vote for your favorite song in that podcast. The most popular song is then featured at the end of the next podcast. Cast your vote at CelticMusicPodcast.com. Here are the most popular songs from the last show. At number 5, the Spanish Medley by Daphne Quigley Frund and Tom Bradfish. Number 4, Sleepy Maggie by the Gothard Sisters. Number 3, Drinking Like a Fiddler by Dust Rhinos. Number 2, Tell Me by Anash. And the number 1 song in the Celtic Top 5 for show number 81 was Johnny by Battle Legs. It's from their CD, The Soup Mages. Find them at myspace.com/battlelegs. I want to thank you all very much for listening to this podcast, and I hope you don't suffer too much when, you know, while I'm in Scotland and you're not. So, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I mean, you have a great time this month while I'm in Scotland enjoying the beautiful weather and the beautiful country. And it's going to be nice. Oh, I don't mean to rub it in or anything, but just enjoy it, okay? And I will talk to you at the end of the month. Here is Battle Legs with Johnny. Sláinte.
With whiskey in a jar, but Johnny beat me there, his head slumped on the bar. I said, good afternoon there, Johnny, you're looking mighty tight.
and that I am good, sir. I've been here since Tuesday night. Well, he finished up his stout, and then we ordered more. But no sooner had it hit his lips than old Tommy pranced through the door. He could throw him out and knock him down and never lose a fight. He had a fist that could sink a battleship while the other held his might. Tommy and his boys had come to swipe some beer. Tommy slapped the barman across the face and his voice called out a cheer. Hey! Johnny stood quite plain and said, "You boys just leave her be. I've seen your kind, but no one hits a girl in front of me. I wouldn't want to spill my pint or whip you black and blue tonight, but I ought to teach you how to treat a woman fair as she." We could throw him round and knock him down and never lose a fight. He had a fist that could sink a battleship while the other held his pint. He could throw him round and knock him down and never lose a fight. He had a fist that could sink a battleship while the other held his pint. Well, Tommy and his boy Johnny on the spot. Johnny beat six men down to the ground and he never spilled a drop. So Tommy pulled his pistol out and shot Johnny in the chest. But when death came around to take Johnny down, Johnny whipped him like all the rest. Sink a battleship while the other held his pint. He could throw him out and knock him down and never lose a fight. He had a fist that could sink a battleship while the other held his pint.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. P-A-I-R.com.